Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Experts estimate that postpartum mood disorders like anxiety and depression impact as many as 1 in 5 mothers. Later in the program, we talk about how stigma stops many women from seeking treatment. But first, House Democrats and the White House have struck a deal on the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, the USMCA. Tuesday's announcement gives President Trump a win, and House Dems show they're still legislating amidst the impeachment inquiry. So let's talk about what this could mean for Michigan's farmers and growers as we welcome Jim Byram, president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association. So, Jim, we're hearing the House will vote on this by the end of the year. Then the USMCA goes to the Senate. Is it good news for Michigan farmers?
Well, it's good news. It's good news for agriculture. It's good news for lots of industries because, Cynthia, quite frankly, the fear of the president withdrawing us from NAFTA had a lot of folks on edge. But by adopting USMCA, which is has the president's fingerprints all over it, I mean, he drove the negotiations. That's a win. That breeds some confidence that the agreement will be in place, that we'll maintain our relationships with our two top trading partners. So that's absolutely critical. It's good news. It causes everyone to breathe a bit of a sigh of relief.
Remind us again, as you mentioned, our two top trading partners. What do the Mexican and Canadian markets mean for Michigan's food and agricultural products?
They mean virtually everything, all the way from dry beans to dairy for Mexico and everything in between, a lot of fruit crops, and certainly NAFTA has enabled us, the apple producers, for example, to access that market. Canada, right next door, we sell everything to Canada, everything you can imagine agriculturally, and they, of course, reciprocate and sell some stuff here as well. But in terms of trade and access, you know, the busiest border crossing in the world is actually Windsor. I think the second or third or fourth busiest crossing is actually one leaving Texas into Mexico. Mm. So just those two facts just demonstrate how important trade is, how important agriculture and other manufactured goods and other products between the trade between those two countries and the United States is just absolutely critical. Any disruption would have been devastating.
Jim, from what you're hearing, what are you hearing that might be the key differences between the new and the old, the USMCA and NAFTA?
Well, the key differences, the most obvious, are that there's an update of a very old trade agreement. NAFTA's been around a long time, and there were some provisions that were put in it that today are antiquated, for example. We can now use, under USMCA, we can use electronic documents, electronic verifications, transmittals electronically, as opposed to carrying hard paper copies of all documents. You know, that's important. Just brings it into the 21st century, hopefully. So that's important. There's going to be some difference, perhaps, in the class 7 milk that has been impacting the United States, Michigan farmers from Canada. So there's some changes, but basically it just reinforces the agreement that's been around for a long time. Most of the provisions and titles haven't really changed that much.
Yeah, in fact, I know there have been some who've kind of called it NAFTA light, but I guess so. It sounds like what I'm hearing you say is it's getting updated, but it's not blowing up what our farmers and growers have known for these years.
Really, it just reinforces the relationships that we've had for a long, long time, and that's important. It makes the commerce easier, which is good. It hopefully makes some dispute resolution easier, which is good. And you know, those are problems that have surfaced from time to time, and simplifying those processes is important. But all in all, it just, as I say, breeds confidence that at least we're going to have a good, long-standing, established trade relationship with at least Mexico and Canada. Unfortunately, around the world, we've had other challenges, so it's good to see some confidence between these three trading partners.
It has been a bruising year for Michigan growers. We've certainly covered it on this program. You know, the weather certainly unkind and hurting harvests. And so what is a new year with this new trade deal in place once it gets through Congress and looking good for that? And certainly the president's going to be happy to sign that. What will this mean in the new year for Michigan farmers and growers?
Well, it's a signal of good news, and good news has been hard to come by, as you say, Cynthia, the last several months, 12 months. It's been a tough year for agriculture. Some of the trade issues between China, the EU, and elsewhere, even Brazil and Argentina now, have caused some challenges, cause some prices to be depressed. So this is good news that at least we have one in place. We have the new USMCA in place. Hopefully that bodes well for Chinese negotiations, even the EU negotiations, French negotiations, and others, so we can get back to trading with some of our traditional trading partners. It's been a tough year. And if the president, goes forth with this, we'll be in good shape and at least have something to ring in the new year with good news.
Jim Byron, president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association. Jim, thank you.
Cynthia, pleasure to be with you.
To learn more about what the USMCA means for the auto industry, tune in tomorrow during Morning Edition with Doug Tribou right here on Michigan Radio.